Good morning and welcome to Morning Coach Today. I am so glad you're with us. Hey, it's JB. It is April 1st, 2024, episode 5,288, ready to go. We are working hard on our plans. I hope you're doing fantastic. We're getting ready to go, coming into the spring. I absolutely love it. We talked a little bit about that last week. And now we're moving into the second quarter. I remember when I was studying my MBA, I was always kind of getting lost in the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. And so on our compass up on Morning Coach, you can actually see what quarter you're in. And I'll also remind you that we're starting second quarter. Pretty cool that we're starting it on a Monday. That helps a little bit, right? We are in a due month. This month's a due month, April, May, June. We've got a check month next month, so we'll get into your plan and really dive in a little bit. And then we got a due month the following month. So don't get too overwhelmed. If you're brand new, just, hey, hang in there. You're going to learn. Be a sponge. Just be a sponge, because as you do our processes, you will get more and more involved. It's kind of moving from your, you know, bachelor's degree to your PhD. As you go, you're going to continue to learn these processes. It is time to do a quick goal review, though. If you get a chance this week to kind of look, are your goals really in alignment with your mission? Are you moving forward in those areas? For those of you that are still kind of stuck, want to learn a little bit more, if you can check out the Get It Done Now version 1.0. There's a mission area, a new thinking area, a couple new books in there for you that are specific to our systems to help you get that structured, especially if you're brand new. A big week this week planned. We're using a topic that we do every once in a while here, which I absolutely love, which is moving lack to prosperity. We're going to start that off today, and we're going to go into some depth because there's some things we need to talk about as we get organized. But really great topic, because it fits in everything we're doing. And that leads us right into tomorrow. We're starting a new book, which I absolutely love. I talked about this a few months ago. And because so many people like some of the manifesting principles and some of the things I did, I decided to bring a little bit of a metaphysical book. And we're going to be doing Pam Grout's E². And this is a really cool book, because there's 9 to-do energy experiments that prove your thoughts create your reality. Really cool book. Hit New York Times bestseller. Came out of nowhere about 10 years ago. Did really good when my book was coming out. And Pam was just super cool, and it's a fun read, and it's a fun way to work on some manifesting ideas as we got a little deeper the last couple of weeks into that, and we'll get deep into this book with rocking that. And a couple of new meetups this month, just so you can put them on your calendar. New times, really important, some new times. Professional expert meetup, April 9th. We're going to talk about communication channel, important one. 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, April 9th. Meetup area, just click that little button that says add to calendar, and it'll add the exact time. But I'm sure that we're, you know, putting these times in blood so you have them. April 9th, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then April 23rd, we're going to talk about, do you believe in some manifesting principles, some of my metaphysical PhD background. We're going to have a great one April 23rd, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, find those in the meetup area, click add to calendar, and it'll actually add it and remind you and do everything right there. It'll go on your Google Calendar. Really cool tool so that you can come meet up with us. Okay, so that's our book study. Then Wednesday, we've got Fitting It In, the Sprint to Prosperity, a little bit about how we do so many things and we can handle so many things. You're going to enjoy that one. Thursday, we've got Ask JB, Why Do I Feel Stuck in Business and Life and Plateaus? How do we overcome those? Been getting a lot of questions on that. Friday, we got Lack in Health and Why We Need to Be Prosperous with Our Health. Something important we need to get into. We'll get into that Friday. Dr. Paul continues his aging series. Some great information coming Saturday. I was talking to him about some of the new things he's bringing. Really cool about that one Saturday. And then Sunday, we're talking about finding the faith to keep going, no matter what's going on with you. With that being said, if you're new, you know, we've got our 7 P's. We've got our metaphysical morning ritual. Slow it down. Take some time for self-care this morning. Just, you know, take some time. Listen to the Coach Cast. That's what you're listening to right now. We want to do that every day. Plan your day with the 7 P's. What are our 7 P's? Well, we want to have the proper perspective. You know, make sure we're taking it in, understanding where we're at in our life, and that we have the ability to change our future, that the past doesn't equal the future. We want to set our daily priorities. One of the most important things we could do every day is what's going to get you there. This is what most people lack. We want to focus on improved performance, getting a little better every day. We want to have patience to allow systems to work. One of the things that really drives me crazy is people will come in for instantaneously results, and it just doesn't happen. It typically takes time to change and grow and develop, and that's why this is a coaching system. We want to keep great posture, you know, get those shoulders back, you know, feel good about yourself, stay present, stay focused in the moment, and then persist day in and day out. Make this an habitual thing. For those of you getting a little more advanced and you take our planner out, you know, put your sacred six, put that together, take a picture if you want to, that's the next step, send it in. And then you can stop by the community for accountability questions and support. So that's the morning routine. And if you just do that day in and day out, 3 days a week, 4 days a week, you're going to get a lot out of that. A couple other things going on. I told you about the new meetups coming up. And we're really getting into Lacto Prosperity. Just real quick note, I haven't spoken much about it. I brought it up briefly, but my father passed away a couple weeks ago. And I didn't have the best relationship with my father. I've spoken a little bit here and there about it, but it did affect me. And I'll tell you, the last couple of weeks, maybe not as attentive as normally I am in the community and in the areas. I absolutely love this community, people that are involved with us. And, you know, it affected me. And it still affects me a little bit. You know, the nostalgia, thinking about it. And when you lose somebody in your life, whether you're really close to them or not, it's still somebody I grew up with and was my father. So I'm getting through that. And I just appreciate you for understanding that as I kind of got through that. Luckily, last week I was ahead of the game, so I had recorded a little bit ahead of time, so I didn't have that effect, but it did set me back a little bit. So I'm working to catch up on a lot of different things. And one of the things I'm focused in on is really getting a 90-day health challenge in. I'm focused on a 2055 4K or 5K, I'm sorry, July 4th. I'm really focused in on that. So if anybody wants to do a 90-day challenge with me, you're more than welcome to join me. I got 90 days, basically, to get ready to run the best 4K of my 5K of my life. I keep saying 4th of July. My best 5K time is 22 minutes. So elite standard for somebody that's 55 years old, which I'll be, is 20:55 or 6 minute and 44 minutes. That is elite. That is an elite area, especially when it's 100 degrees out. So I'm focused in on that, and I'm really doing things to get my health where it needs to be, and I'm challenging myself. And that's one of the things we're going to do this week as we talk about moving from lack to prosperity. Prosperity just doesn't mean, it just doesn't mean money. And a lot of times, you know, people will come and say, hey, I need to make more money. And I get it. We have tools and resources that really will help you. Our professional expert group is unbelievable. It's something I've done on my life. You know, 19 years I've been doing this, and I've been able to teach so many people. And all you have to do is be able to ask for help. You got to reach out and say, these are the things I want to do. This is what I want to, you know, I want to make these changes. I want to do that. And prosperity, obviously, money is part of it. But the other parts are time freedom. And I think that's a big one, is working to have time freedom is such an important thing for me. And along with that is health. And I find myself that if my health isn't where it needs to be, and I'm talking about phenomenal, elite, I just don't want to be regular. I don't want to be regular at anything. But when my health is elite, my time is unbelievable. My prosperity is unbelievable. I just am so much more focused in. And that's why I'm really, really taking on a extreme health challenge. Not just saying, let's get healthier, but I want to beat my record time. Luckily, my body's in decent shape. I'm not in great shape. If I went and ran a 5K right now, it'd probably be 30 minutes. I'm going to start running, obviously, every single day and training really hard. But my knees are good. My hips are good. So I don't have any physical limitations. It's just a matter of getting my cardio to a place where I can basically sprint 6 minutes and 44 minutes a mile, which is a sprint for me. But I'm going to do it. I'm excited about it. And even if I fall a little short, by focusing 90 days, obviously not drinking, eating extremely healthy, training really hard, my body's going to benefit highly from that. You know, increasing my protein intake, it's exciting for me. And I'm actually kicking myself a little bit. And this is you know, full disclosure, is that, you know, I you know, as I was, you know, doing my stuff, I've been so caught up in doing so many things that, you know, I forgot to train for stuff. And I've always said, and I learned this from Mike Lee Kinnerick, one of my mentors, is that you need to train for something. And the reason you lose motivation and you lose that focus on prosperity, you lose that focus to be a little responsible or maybe have the discipline, is because you're not training for anything. And so now I'm like just dialed in. The cold dip area that I'm building is coming together nicely, putting curtains up, and, you know, I've got the gym in place, and, you know, I'm settling in. You know, my mother had her health issues. I lost my father. My stepdad's doing pretty good. And the last year and a half have been a little bit off because I've been trying to handle a little that type of stuff, you know, kind of into life. You know, they're getting older. And I think most of us here are at that age, at least a lot of people that listen to Morning Coach know those things. And so now I'm kind of finding myself again. And it's exciting because all of our planning and structuring got me through. Like, it got me through. Maybe not peak levels, but by doing my 7 P's and getting up and doing my things, I was able to get through a lot of stuff that I didn't think I'd get through. And I love the fact we get that feedback a lot of times of people that say, hey, JB, you know, maybe it wasn't 100%, but I got through. And that's why this is so important, why Morning Coach is so important, because you're not alone. You have me, you have community, and you have the ability to connect with people when you're not 100%. And none of us are. That's why I like to do the sprint. We're going to talk about it, you know, on Wednesday. You know, sometimes we've got to do a sprint 90 days. Just focus on those 90 days and then focus day by day. A group was talking in the community the other day about when I was talking last week about you can do anything in a day. You know, from the addiction standpoint, you know, I don't need to drink today. Well, I can go out and train for my 5K today. And I love that process. But you need to have community and people around you in order to be able to do those things. Otherwise, you just kind of fall into the herd. You know, I've always said, you know, and this is not mine, but I love this quote, you can't soar with eagles if you run around with a bunch of turkeys. So if you're going to be an eagle, you got to be a little different. You want to be in that percentage that's doing things, you know, and making things happen. You have to do things different than everybody else. And believe me, by being here and being a part of this, you are doing stuff different. You already are, okay? So what we got to do is we have to allow the plan to work, but you got to have patience. You know, if you come to Morning Coach and you're like, okay, I'm 2 months in, I don't really see anything happening, because what happens is it's like a child growing. It takes time. You've got to evolve and let this soak in and become part of the mindset. You know, I had somebody say the other day, hey, I got the planner, but I couldn't use paper and pencil. I'm like, no, hey, no, you can use paper and pencil. You don't understand what you're trying to accomplish. You know, you don't understand the things that we're doing. This is what coaching is. It drives me crazy because I get out there and I love working with you because you get it. But there's so many people that are just wanderously aimlessly, you know, and they got their college degree and they're out there trying to do things, but they quit their education. They stop learning. They stop getting together with people. And they think that, hey, everything's just going to work. And then they wonder why things aren't working. Because they don't have any plan, they don't have any structure, and they're not patient enough to allow things to work. And then we have amazing people that get involved in things we're doing, and they're just, I mean, honestly, they're just smart. Alistair, my marketing guy, you know, sometimes he goes, I don't know where you get these brilliant people. And I don't either, but I do, and I'm going to be really confident in a 19-year-old system that we've built that literally works if you're willing to work the system. The issue is if you're not willing to work the system, then you're not a match. Like, you're not going to work with us because the system is based on a self-prioritized system. We have some stuff where we can work together, but we're definitely not an accountability group, even though the community's there. It's really about you taking hold of this and taking yourself to the next level. Just like me going, okay, I'm going to run a 2055 5K. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to put that together and make that happen. I'm going to really work on myself to get that time down and really get myself going because I want to get myself over the hump. And in order to do that, I want to get myself really rolling and be able to rock the 5K, 3.1 miles. And to me, and just so you know why I like a 5K, because it just fits my mindset. 20 minutes, I can do everything. I get bored. I'm not really a runner. So, you know, if you start to talk marathons and those things, and I like to lift weights and be strong. So it just doesn't suit me. I'm not a triathlete. Dr. Paul is. He's a beast. He's a triathlete. He does the swimming and the biking and the running and the miles and miles. I like to get done in 20 minutes. But if I'm going to do it in 20 minutes, I want to do it strong, efficiently, and fast. So it's just the same thing with us. In order for me to get to 2055 and be elite at my age and run, I have to have patience. I have focus. I have to have a plan. It's just not going to happen. July 4th, I'm just not going to show up and run 2055. But so many people in life, that's what they think. And I got to have my coaches too, which I have. They're putting my plans together. Nutrition. But so many people want to have this wonderful life with what time freedom? great health, healthy relationships, prosperity, so many wonderful things, but they aren't willing to put the work in, right? And that's why we can all put the work in. And I think it's really important to make this statement. We live in a very egoic society. This isn't about accumulating things. It's not about becoming a supermodel. It's not about internet fame. It's about you finding yourself and being amazingly happy with it. And that's a wonderful thing. You see, that's what's so beautiful about what we do day in and day out. And that's what you're going to get from me. You're going to get that energy and know that you too can be happy. You can be the best you can be. You don't have to fit in anybody's mold. You don't have to go out there and be an internet model. You don't have to acquire all kinds of cars and toys. What you have to do is dig in and be the best you can be. And I want to tell you, one of the most awesome ways to have prosperity is to have time freedom. I don't care how many cars and houses and boats you have. It's about happiness and freedom and love and energy and your ability to touch lives and make a difference out there. And that comes from being truly authentic and doing what we're saying. Have the right perspective and set the right priorities and listen to Morning Coach. Get up in the morning and do the things you need to do. Do it day in and day out. And one day you wake up, you look in the mirror and you go, I'm doing it. And that's what we're doing together. And there's nothing better than high-fiving together when you have success. That's why we have an area that says share it with your wins. There's nothing better to me than high-fiving. That's what I want to do. I mean, I always equated it to going to Las Vegas and hitting the slot machine and the jackpot. And if you're all alone, oh, it's good for about 5 minutes. And then you look around, nobody's there. Take the money up to your room. Nobody's there. That's no fun. What's fun is when you live your life, you find the freedom, the joy with people who get it. Not people that don't, who are looking for you to have the Lamborghini, right? But people that really get what true success is. Loaded term, it's different for each person. But that's what people that understand know. And that's why this community, this coaching is so important and why we're all together in this, because we get it. And it doesn't have to be millions of people. You know, it's better actually. Less is more for me. I like quality over quantity. And we do this by living together and doing our rituals. So let's get ready for a great day. Let's get ready for a great week. Again, I apologize. A little bit threw me off. I didn't think it would throw me off as much as I did. But, you know, when you lose a father, it is a little challenging. And going through some of the stuff of making the arrangements and trying to handle that is, I don't know, it just takes you off course, even me, right? And so that's why I'm glad I have a plan. I've got my planner. I'm glad you're in my life because I'm able to step back, make the changes I need to make, and then move forward accordingly. So we're together. Hey, let's go do it this week. Let's have a great one. And I'll be back tomorrow. Let's get the book study going. But today, focus on your 7 P's, focus on your morning ritual, and believe, because we got a great week coming. Hey, thanks for listening in. This is JB. This is the Monday Free Coachcast. We put this up everywhere because it's what we've been doing for 19 years, putting energy out there on Mondays. You want to join us in our coaching system? It's amazing. Just go over to morningcoach.com. You're going to see how you can join. We have a 100% money back guarantee. We have trials. We have all kinds of stuff because we believe in the value of showing you what you do. If you're looking for productivity, organization, and just to get more things done, live the life you're looking for, that time freedom, then come over and join us at morningcoach.com. Love to have you be a part of it.